Global warming will probably have significant effects on life in America. That projection might not sound surprising if it were coming from an environmental group, but in this case it isn't. Instead, it comes from the Bush administration, which has been skeptical that humans are really making warming worse. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this look at a new report that acknowledges big changes could be ahead.
When President George Bush took office, he reversed the course that Bill Clinton had set on global warming. Bush said the U.S. would not sign the Kyoto Global Climate Treaty, which was negotiated in 1997 in Japan. The treaty would force industrialized countries to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases that warm the atmosphere. Bush said the treaty would cost the U.S. too much at a time when it just wasn't clear how much humans contributed to the warming climate. Last February, Bush produced an alternative plan. American industry would voluntarily reduce greenhouse gases, at least when measured per person. It would not, however, reverse the upward trend in U.S. emissions overall. Now the administration has produced a remarkably different kind of document. It acknowledges that factories, power plants, autos, and other working parts of industrial society do, in fact, contribute to global warming. Jim Conaton is chairman of the White House Council on Environmental Quality. He says that's always been the administration's view.
I think it further develops what the president has been saying from the outset, which is the science is well evolved in terms of the warming effect. There is considerable science that suggests human contribution to that.
Climate experts who have sparred with the Bush administration say that's good news. Robert Watson is chief scientist at the World Bank.
It's nice to see that the U.S. administration has acknowledged that climate change is a serious environmental issue.
Watson is former head of the UN's Climate Science Panel. He was voted out of that office this spring after the Bush administration withdrew support for him. Watson says the administration's U.S. Climate Action Report 2002 is more specific about the harmful effects of warming in the U.S. than anything the government has produced before.
So it looks at the issues of water, it looks at the issues of agriculture, our natural ecological systems, and it does indeed show that while there are some positive effects in some parts of the U.S., there are some real challenges.
Those challenges include lost income from agriculture, major changes to forests and wildlife, and water shortages from reduced snowmelt in the West. Summers would be hotter. So what's to be done? Watson and other climate experts say the report should call for more action now to curb emissions. Instead, notes Mark Van Putten, the president of the National Wildlife Federation, the report suggests ways for people to adapt to a newer, hotter climate.
The appropriate response isn't to just throw up our hands in despair and say there's nothing we can do about it, so we have to build huge concrete seawalls along our coasts and try to somehow insulate ourselves from the consequences.
Van Putten argues that preventing warming now will be cheaper than adapting to changes in the future. The administration says its voluntary plan already is curbing emissions, leaving the two sides in the debate not much closer than they were before. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.